Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest is Shenandoah Valley Battlefields Foundation CEO Kevin Walker. Welcome to the show, Kevin. Thank you so much for your time.
My gosh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Let's start with Civil War Weekend. It's almost here. When is this annual event?
That weekend is August 18th through 20th. It's always a fantastic event, and we are expecting nothing less this year. We are very, very excited about it, and there are going to be events going on throughout Winchester and Frederick County, from Cedar Creek and Belk Road National Historic Park, Kernstown Battlefield, Stonewall Jackson's headquarters, all the way down to the Newtown History Center in Stevens City. And of course, we're going to have things at our sites at the museum downtown, at the Shenandoah Valley Civil War Museum, and also out at Star Fort right in Winchester. So there are things going on everywhere, and we're very excited about it.
How did this event come about?
It's been going on for a number of years, and it's a way for all of the partners who steward Civil War sites and parts of our Civil War heritage and story to come together and try to drive a little bit of heritage tourism into the area on a specific weekend. And it has been, the response to it from the public has always been fantastic. And it's really turned out to be an event that many people throughout the entire region look forward to every year.
How can people find more information about the Civil War weekend offerings?
The very best way to find information about it is to go to the National Historic District's website, and that website is shenandoahatwar.org. And if you go to that website, you'll be able to find information about Civil War Weekend, as well as things that are going on up and down the valley related to the Civil War year-round.
Well, the Shenandoah Valley Battlefield Foundation held a museum celebration. You mentioned the museum just a few minutes ago on Friday, August 4th in Winchester. What was the big news from that event?
Well, the big news is really taking the museum to the next level. We're standing on the shoulders of giants, folks like the Ridgway family and all the volunteers that have brought that museum to fruition over the last few decades have been fantastic. And now that the National Historic District is operating that museum, we want to take it to a place that has a story that's much more inclusive, that tells the story of the entire Civil War through the eyes of the people who lived in the Shenandoah Valley. And so we kicked off announcements that not only changed the name of the museum from the Old Courthouse Civil War Museum to the Shenandoah Valley Civil War Museum, but also announced our One Story, A Thousand Voices exhibit. That One Story, A Thousand Voices exhibit is going to be put together over the next few years, starting right now, and it's going to tell the story of the war through the eyes of Northern soldiers, Southern soldiers, civilians, both white and black, free and enslaved. And we want to make sure that story that's told there is one that reflects the totality of the war and that era. And we're very excited that it's going to be done right in the heart of Winchester, a town that was so important to the war and to the history of the region.
How optimistic are you about the growth in visitation over the coming years at this facility?
Well, I can tell you this. The interest and in Civil War history really is not waning. Even as the way people visit sites and the way we interpret history has changed, the interest level has stayed extremely high. And we've just completed an economic impact study that will be published in the very near future publicly, and the numbers are staggering. Millions of people visit the Shenandoah Valley, and many, many, many of them are coming for Civil War-specific offerings. When you take the battlefield park that we've worked to establish in the last few years on the outskirts of Winchester, combine it with the Kernstown Battlefield, as well as these new offerings downtown, and think of it as a unified, holistic experience for visitors, throw some signage on Route 81 that directs people on how to get to these sites, and we're looking at a real shot in the arm economically to Winchester, and we're expecting there to be a boon in visitation.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Shenandoah Valley Battlefields Foundation CEO Kevin Walker. Well, of course, preservation is a key component of the foundation's efforts. Tell us about the current Newmarket effort.
In Newmarket, Virginia, probably one of the most famous battles ever fought in the valley occurred. What made it so famous, even at the time that it happened, within days of the battle occurring, was the fact that the VMI cadets, young boys, some as young as 15, fought in that battle. It's the only time in American history where an entire entire school was turned out to fight in warfare. And that occurred on the rolling fields just outside of the town of Newmarket. But much of the battle actually occurred on the city streets of that small little town. And we have the opportunity now to preserve up to 25 acres in the town itself, small lots that are all connected behind the city streets. And it's battlefield ground that has been largely forgotten, extremely important to the story, and it's going to be an economically important project for that little town in southern Shenandoah County. Because not only are we going to preserve that property, but we're going to open it up to interpretation, and we're going to be able to establish a greenway walking trail from the heart of the town to the Battlefield Visitor Center on the VMI property, and hopefully encourage much more visitation at that site in the valley as well.
You've got a real significant leverage component with this fundraising effort, don't you?
We do. We absolutely do. We're looking to raise just under $100,000, somewhere between $90,000 and $100,000 is our goal. And we're going to be able to match that money, you know, with some federal funds and then match that again with some state funding. So we're trying to raise under $800,000, I think $750,000, somewhere around that number. If we can raise about $90,000 to $100,000 in private funds, we'll be able to bring just under $800,000 to the table to preserve that land. So awesome leveraging opportunity and a great investment for those who are concerned about battlefield preservation. And again, if someone wants to donate to that effort, they can come to that website, shenandoahatwar.org, to do that.
How have the Fridays at the Front tours been received?
The Fridays at the Front tours were something that we kicked off last year, and we really hadn't looked at doing them again this year. They were very well received last year. We would have anywhere between 15 and 45 people that would show up on a Friday late morning into the early afternoon, and it was good. Well, we had such a response from those folks over the winter who were hoping that we were going to do it again this year that we folded and gave to the request and kicked it off again. They're going very well. We enjoy doing them. It gives us an opportunity to spend time with people in the valley who care about the same things that we do. And it's great to see them get excited about these battlefields that we're all working so hard to preserve.
Summer will be over before we know it. How busy is the fall in terms of Civil War events locally, the number of visitors? How busy is that season?
The season is extremely busy. It changes a little bit. It goes from families to retirees as we move into the fall. But our visitation numbers stay very high all the way through October. And so we're expecting, as long as the weather's good and gas prices stay relatively low, that we're going to have great visitation well through the fall. And we've got some great events that are going to be announced here shortly to try and keep people with Tyson coming here. After Civil War weekend, we're going to have some events at the 3rd Winchester Battlefield in late September. And then we're making a huge effort to advertise events that we're going to be having going on September 23rd at the Fishers Hill Battlefield, which is just south of Strasburg. So people should be looking for information on that as well.
Well, there continues to be cases of Confederate statues being removed, parks being renamed. How concerned are you over that trend?
We watch it extremely closely. It's extremely concerning to us. It does not guide our daily work, obviously. We keep focused on our primary mission. But with that said, we have tried to get in front of that controversy by coming out with a very specific statement in support of keeping monuments, be them Confederate monuments, or monuments to civilian activities, or monuments to soldiers from the North. Regardless of what the monument is, if it was placed to commemorate a historic event or a historic site, we support that monument staying exactly where it is. They are a part of our historic fabric. And having those monuments there, even if they're wrapped in controversy, are reminders of just how hard it has been to maintain our democracy, and just how dangerous it is when we forget our history. So they're very, very important parts of our cultural fabric, and we believe they should stay where they are. We get a lot of calls concerning monuments from both sides of the issue. Primarily, however, most of the calls that we have received from all over the country have been encouraging us to take a stand to keep the monuments of the valley exactly where they are. People might be surprised to know just how many monuments there are up and down the valley. There are many, many, many more than people might think. There are many in Winchester, most of them in the federal cemetery there, the National Cemetery, as well as the Confederate Cemetery. There are monuments in every small town, most of them on courthouse squares and public spaces. And there are monuments on the battlefield at Newmarket. And so there are cemeteries and courtyards, squares, and on some of our battlefields, there are many monuments that if we don't stay awake on this particular issue, might be threatened.
Well, we're out of time for this week. Real quick, if you could, repeat where people can find more information.
We would love it if people would take the time to look into more information about our preservation efforts and our different activities coming up. And to do that, just go to shenandoahatwar.org, shenandoahatwar.org, and you can find out anything that you might need to know about us and find out how to contact us personally if you wish.
Shenandoah Valley Battlefields Foundation CEO Kevin Walker, thank you so much for being on the show.
Gosh, thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Robert.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.